The United States will start to share up to 60 million doses of its AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries as soon as the next few weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday there could be about 10 million cleared in coming weeks. Another 50 million more are currently being produced and could ship in May and June. But she notes the U.S. right now has zero doses available of AstraZeneca because it's still under review by health regulators. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration in March said it would send about 4 million doses to Canada and Mexico, and it's under growing pressure to share more. UNICEF says health authorities are moving most of Democratic Republic of Congo's 1.7 million AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine doses to other African countries to make sure they're used before they expire. Congo received the doses from the COVAX vaccine sharing facility on March 2nd, but delayed the rollout because of rare blood clots. The government says it began vaccination campaign last week, but was only able to get to just over 1,000 people in the first few days out of a population of over 85 million. Some 1.3 million of its remaining doses will now be sent to countries including Ghana, Senegal, and Togo to ensure they are used before their June 24th expiration date. COVAX is backed by the World Health Organization and aims to deliver 600 million shots, most of them from AstraZeneca, to some 40 African countries this year. Russian authorities have ordered the offices of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to suspend their activities. The order is pending a court ruling on whether to outlaw them as an extremist group. The move, part of a most recent wave of crackdowns on Navalny's political organizations. Earlier this month, the Moscow prosecutor's office petitioned a court to label his foundation and network of regional offices as extremist groups. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.